going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
How about that show last night by the Florida Panthers? 6-2 win over the Lightning. You had the highlights, man, and it shouldn't have been nothing but those highlights last night. What a comeback for Matthew Tkachuk after being out for 2 months. 2 months off. A couple of power play goals you heard there with an assist. Sam Bennett, great goal by him. Reinhardt also. And Big Bob had some great saves last night. Really good anticipation saves and being in the right position. And then, man, you would have never known. I think we're all kind of wondering, you know, when people take some time off and you're more worried about resting players and you're picking up a couple of wins, but at the same time, you could tell it wasn't about that. It was about we got to be healthy for these playoffs. We got plenty of experience. You guys, most of you, the core you guys have been together. We've been together here for a couple of years. And they come out and score 6 goals against Lightning on the road. Just unbelievable. 4 straight goals, 3 power play goals. That game went from 1-1. At the very end of the first period, and the next thing you know, they score a ton of goals. So one before the first period, and then 3 quick ones in the second period there. So it's 5-1 within 10 minutes left in the second period. And I don't want to say that thing's over at 5-1, but it's going to be hard to beat that Panther team when you get down. I don't care where you're playing them. In another country, on the road, home, that's going to be a rough one. So good stuff, great start. By the way, weird one last night. Panthers only had 16 shots. 16 shots. And Vasilevskiy came in. He was on fire. And everybody's bragging about, hey, this is going to be a great matchup of goalies, and it still could be. I mean, that doesn't mean this guy hasn't bounced back and been great and has a ton of experience in the playoffs. I don't want to take it away. It's just one game. But wow. I thought we'd see more of a rust factor last night. Just me. I know they practiced together and all that, but and then Matthew Tkachuk, just that move in front of the goal that he put, where he had way too much time. I will admit, too much time to with his puck work that he did, his stick work that he did in the front of the goal there was just fantastic, just unbelievable, fun to watch. So Panthers go up 1 for all of us, and they continue to just send a little message. It's early, but it's a nice little message, like got to get a road win, right? We know that. Well, we've been doing that for the last couple of years. We can get road wins. Everybody that's watched this play realizes we know, you know the names on the back of the jerseys and all the players they have that have been so good. And get a 6-2 win. What a great start. Speaking of great starts, folks, I know, and I saw the stadium last night as I was watching Marlins baseball, and it's pretty empty. They're fun to watch. They were great again last night. Come back. They were down. Come back and get a 4-3 win. I don't know how many times we said that. Third straight win. 11-12. They're bringing up new guys. One of their top prospects is their catcher, Augustin Ramirez, his second start. They bat him cleanup last night. Really weird. Guy that just gets called up, second game, got a couple of hits the night before in his opener. Family's there, you know. It's cool. Cool moment. 23-year-old catcher. He hits cleanup last night and has three hits, including a couple of doubles. They're going for the sweep today of Cincinnati, a 1-10 start. Kyle Stowers had another RBI last night. He's got 15 and having a name you're going to hear more and more about. You're going to hear more and more about all these guys because they're all like, who are these guys? They had to just put billboards up. Who are they? And they can go, they're damn good. This is the best baseball they've played in a few years. It really is. Forget the names. Aggressive. Fun. They're just doing it all. It's been great. Matter of fact, manager will join us because of the 1-10 start today. Getaway day today, 1-10 start, and then just a three-game home series. Chance to sweep it, as I said, against Cincinnati, and then they'll hit the road. They are fourth in batting in Major League Baseball. Team hitting, fourth. You know, I just kind of looked. I go, man, they've been getting a lot of hits lately. Let me just check this stat out. Hitting .263. We haven't said that for a long time, folks. And so anyway, just a shout-out to them. NFL draft tomorrow. Heat back in action tonight against the Cavs in a game two. We'll find out if Ron Rothstein was right about there's a lot of things they can do better. And I go, you know, I'm kind of looking going, you know, that's what they are right there. That's what they have. And he's going, no. They can clean a lot of things up defensively. The looks were too good, too easy to get to the basket, too many open threes. And everything else. So we'll see. Listen, Cleveland's got a hell of a team. So anyway, we have all that going on. And as I said, the NFL draft tomorrow night, 8:00, first round. There is so much junk out there that I'm getting at a point, Woody. We talked about this yesterday. I'm glad it's here. The good players get ripped. Players you haven't heard of move up the ladder, and it's just all over the board. And is it personality? Is it short arms? Is it a bad 40? Is it something they found out about? And all this information. And by the way, a lot of it is being thrown out by the teams. You know, oh, we're going to definitely do this. I see Jerry Jones comes out and says, oh, we are setting up to make a blockbuster trade coming up. We are not. And I'm like, okay, that's just what people do. Let everybody know they're going to make a big trade right before the draft. That's let everybody know. Hey, Jerry said, hey, you're not happy. We didn't really do much in free agency to make a big splash, but get ready. We're getting ready to make a couple of moves. So then everybody starts looking at what's out there that you can trade for besides Jalen Ramsey and maybe some other guys out there as well. The Aaron Rodgers story is really weird. It continues. Every time something comes out, it all goes back to the same stuff. Like, I'm not a psychologist or psychiatrist, but I've been to a bunch of them through the years. And so you kind of get a feel. And by the way, I was asked, you know, oh, you think you should go? You know, everybody always, I love when something goes, like somebody always asks me, how more people in my life goes, you think you need to go to talk to somebody? I go, no, I'm done. No more. No, I'm done. There's plenty of people out there. A lot of people are going to see these psychologists and psychiatrists. Aaron Rodgers is, I don't know, maybe he sees somebody, right? Privately, it's, you know, usually a one-on-one. A lot of people don't talk about it. But I got to tell you, man, I don't know if you saw this. His former wide receiver comes out yesterday on a podcast and says, yeah, Aaron Rodgers is looking for a team that really wants him. So what? The Steelers really want you. The Giants really wanted you. Threw out an amount of money. He goes, well, he's with Pittsburgh. This is a bad look. Davante Adams comes out and says this, right? And they're close. So it's pretty good source. That's his guy. Got him traded to the Jets, and that's his guy. It's one of the few guys because – you know, Aaron Rodgers got some trust issues with people. Says after his Jets thing, he's lost trust. Like he got dumped. After he's dumped like 42 women, he goes, he's got trust issues with after his Jets experience. Are you kidding me? The Jets let you basically run the freaking team. You let them down. They didn't let you down. Now, you can talk about dysfunctional a little bit with the Jets organization. But, man, as far as you had more say-so on players you wanted and what you wanted to do than anybody, even more than Tom Brady did in Tampa. So, I was watching this stuff, and he came out, and he says that, and he's looking for a team that he can really, you know, really trust. It really wants him. I'm like, what else do you have to do? Pittsburgh called him in, offered him a contract to come be the starting quarterback. And what, they didn't kiss your ass enough? They didn't kneel down and go, hey, here's your office. Here's the moves. We're hoping you could be here for the draft and help us make final decisions with what's on the board. I'm like, wow. It just, every time he says something or somebody says something on his behalf, he just looks more like an ass clown. He just does. And again, we're from the same neck of the woods, man. Same little crap towns up there that have villes on them. Marysville, Roseville, Oroville. We're all part of that up there. Outside of Sacramento. And I thought of his parents last night. I thought of the whole, you know, he's got family issues, you know, which got to be bad when you don't talk to family. When you don't talk to brothers, sisters, moms and dads, and then friends, close friends who sided with them on certain issues and not you, and you go cold turkey. Now, you can go cold turkey a couple of days, like F them, and I've done that, F them. And then I get a little rest, and I go, okay, I'm over it now. And you kind of come back. Guys kind of come back. Now, we got guys that are petty. Don't get me wrong. I've had some guys in my life, no, hell no, I'm done with you, dude. You said something about me 25 years ago. I don't want to say any names. And they can't let it go. And I go, okay. I said, man, I'm here to say I'm sorry. Well, do you remember? And I'm telling you about one specific person, and I'm not going to say their name because I go, hey, man, I'm sorry. Well, you said this. I said it 25 years ago. I don't even remember saying it. Well, you should. Okay, man. So I'm not over it, dude. I'm not into you. And I go, okay. You made your point. I didn't even know. I would have never called the guy if I knew he was still that pissed off. Anyway, man, Aaron Rodgers. Wow. Steelers got to get a quarterback. There is no. So anyway, we've got a lot of great stuff, a lot of great stories. We're going to find out if anybody, I see now that Cleveland and the Giants are putting out there. If you like our pick, come up and take it. Make us an offer. It could be yours. So the whole thing, Woody, with quarterbacks to who's yapping and means it and who's not, who's serious. And I hope it is, man. 32 picks. I like it, man. I like when, they made a trade. Even when the announcers go, we got something going on here. It's always fun, man.
Yeah, it's a fun week. And by the way, this Aaron Rodgers thing, it's like you're going to miss this when it's gone, aren't you?
Yeah.
This is it's a lot. Draft week tradition, man.
It's given us a lot.
I mean, this is it is funny, though, man. Like, teams get involved with this guy and, you know, like they expect it to be different.
Well, Steelers.
He's done this. How many years in a row has he done this? I mean, again, it's like a draft week tradition.
By the way, the Steelers, if I heard that yesterday, which I'm sure got back to him right away, everything gets back to everybody. You got 19 people in communications, and their job is to track what everybody is saying about anybody that has anything to do with somebody you're interested in. And so they're seeing that, and somebody's got to be going, look, man, he's definitely going to make us better, but enough's enough. We can't kiss his ass. And I'm sure the GM and head coach, they're having all these meetings today, and they're going to take a moment, the whole coaching staff, and going, did you get a bad vibe from him? Like, I thought everything was good. We made him an offer. We told him how much we wanted him. He's our guy. And
if you're dumb enough to go down this road, this is what you get.
So
it's kind of funny, to be honest, at this point, isn't it?
Yeah, but
I obviously don't like Aaron Rodgers, but this is so, just to watch teams get suckered into this.
Well, what's the guy? The guy went to Cal. I always forget his name. He came on. He came on with us, got a book out, and He's a Golden Bear too, and good friends with Aaron Rodgers, and so he was talking, and he knows.
I didn't know that Aaron Rodgers had any friends.
No. Well, this guy has stayed in the media, stayed close to him. So anyway, he was saying, yeah, you know, and he's got a good point. Like they were going, Davante Adams was saying, oh, he's got a good point. Like, you know, for everything he's done in his career, and he's a Hall of Famer, and he's been one of the best guys to ever flip it, or whatever they say, or, you know, for throwing the football. And they're going, man, he deserves more respect. I'm like, how does everybody know how he got treated in Pittsburgh? You guys are making it sound like Pittsburgh, everybody, and go, oh, thank God you're here. We haven't had anything like you since Big Ben, man. God, thanks. Like, what do you expect when you're jerking him around right up to and by the way, he came out the other day and said, I'm in no hurry. Listen, it has nothing to do with us down here except the Dolphins and Steelers play each other this year. But it's just
I love it. I think it's
hilarious. No, it's good for our business because, look, I just spent 5 minutes yapping about something that has nothing to do with South Florida and has nothing to do with the work that we need to do and everything else. We've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. That was just a teaser, if you can believe that, on a lot of coffee. And we'll get into some more stuff. But great start last night. Great start for the Panthers. And if you like baseball and you kind of shut your eyes on the Marlins, back to 11-12 because they did lose five straight. Now all of a sudden they win three straight. And getting it from a lot of different young dudes. Who are they? They got to put a billboard up. Who are they? And then follow it up with, damn, they're pretty good. Anyway, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Boy, if you haven't been down to your South Florida Chevy dealers and you're starting to look around for a new SUV, maybe a new truck, nothing against it. Everything looks better right now. And I'm just telling you, Joe, I've really never been a Chevy person. Well, maybe it's time. We got 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. And SUVs, especially midsize SUVs, are super popular right now. Well, we got something for everybody. We really do. And I'm going to leave out the big, beautiful Tahoes and Suburbans. Last night, somebody borrowed my Tahoe because they needed some extra space for something. Gave it to them. Hey, I go, like, I couldn't believe how much space it has. I go, yeah, now you know why I drive it, man. I love all that space. Go, what do you do with it? You don't have kids in the back of it anymore. It doesn't matter. I just love having all that space. But the all-new Equinox, man, that midsize SUV, oh my gosh, what a look. Convenient driver tech. I could go on and on with all the goodies inside and out, but how about the 2025 Traverse? Happens to be my favorite of the midsize SUVs, class by itself. First of all, the look is fantastic. You're going to see more and more 2025 Traverses on the road every day. They're spacious, comfortable. Wait until you see it. I just tell you, you got a tall son or daughter, put them in the back seat when you go for your test drive. Start there and the look, and then everything else, plenty of room for your cargo. Turbocharged 2.5-liter engine, and then over to Silverado trucks. Everybody's talking about the Silverado trucks, especially if it has to do with heavy lifting for your job or even just for pleasure with that big, beautiful boat that you have on the back. We got a perfect Silverado truck for you that you can use 7 days a week. As durable as you are making a living, 6-7 days a week, no problem. I'm telling you, with the choice of four strong options, each one delivering commanding power with roll-formed high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, and 12 standard tie-downs, the hardest-working bed in the business right now helps conquer the toughest jobs you might have. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, before we get back to Heat and Cavs coming up this evening, 7:30 tip, you can catch the game right here on WQAM. We do want to let you know that WQAM's Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars presented by Ed Morse Sawgrass Auto Mall is back on Friday, May 9th at Tabacona Plantation Walk. You can talk sports unfiltered with the WQAM sports staff. Enjoy a whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. It is free, but our space is limited, so you need to RSVP now at WQAM.com to reserve your spot. Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars at Tabacone Plantation Walk. It is presented by Ed Morse Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks online at EdMorseSawgrass.com. And in other good news here, we do have a giveaway for you coming up at some point. We'll do this in the show today. The Roastmaster General, Jeff Ross, is bringing his Take a Banana for the Ride tour to Hard Rock Live in July. We have a chance for you to win tickets. Keep listening to our show for details on how you could win. So we will do that giveaway at some point during the show here today. Joe, we'll go ahead and we'll send it back to you.
Okay, Woody, and man, it's a great time, and we got a lot going on here. I am really, and I know we got more stuff today. On the front of the Miami Herald. The Miami Herald blew it out today on the Tyreek Hill. And I guess I wasn't for the wife must have filed for divorce. And I guess, is that stuff all public? Because they had like a breakdown of everything she said about him.
That's a great question. I assume court stuff like
I
that
should
could
know.
Become.
Yeah, I should know because we've had
know, it'd be you.
We've had restraining orders and all that stuff. But
I would think some of that stuff could be private. But I don't
well,
know.
Anyway,
they got hold of it.
It just made him look like
we talked about this yesterday, man. Like I told you he wasn't making it through the offseason.
And I
else.
Get it. He said, she said, it is, and there are going to be people. And I've already had people don't have. Nobody's feeling sorry for her. She knew when she married Tyreek, you know, and others are going, you know, so everybody's all over the board. And I'm like, you know, because I know some of you are already texting.
We're all
in
a little bit
stuff.
Guilty in this, though, aren't we? For kind of ignoring his history and what he is and, you know, just he's really good, so we let it pass. Like, this is not new stuff. We're all a little guilty on this one.
Well, this is apparently since how some of his is the behavior since she filed for divorce moved out of the house, or he moved out.
But I'm just saying this general behavior is not anything new to, like, right now, right? Like,
and then,
it's
just, you know,
been his thing.
Again, you haven't been through it, so it's okay for you to talk about it, and you wouldn't be a phony. But you know, it is that time when you finally realize it's over and the move out, and you know, you're out of here, and a lot of things are said, a lot of mean things are said, a lot of things people do, and you know, one, and by the way, once you do it, you can't take it back, obviously. But I thought maybe they, you know, try to figure things out. But yeah, that thing looks like there's some
stuff. Well, I think the point is that he's not going to make it through this offseason quietly.
Well, I hope so. I hope, honestly, and I know you don't believe it, Tyreek, if there's ever a time for a wake-up call, it would be my soon-to-be ex-wife and the stuff she put in there that people are going, yep, that's kind of his, because most people are going to go, yep, that's.
There's been a lot of stuff that's happened to him, though, it's like you think it'd be the wake-up call, so.
Well, listen, man,
you're in bed with the guy. I mean, it is what it is at this point, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're not, what are you going to do? You're not going to cut him.
No. You say what Chris Greer said. I don't have it exactly in front of me, but it's like, oh, people have stuff going on at home. And
you can't cut a guy for what it says in a divorce filing.
Yeah, yeah, which is true.
Right?
Guys do go through, front office guys, coaches go through divorces. We never talk about them, but he's Tyreek Hill.
Now, in fairness, he was not arrested.
Nope.
But that being said, too, he is making the franchise look bad, and that's a no-no in the NFL.
Listen.
You never want to make the Shield look bad,
and
right?
And that's some of the articles that are out is the whole thing. Do we care about what this looks like for this organization?
Which the optics of the whole thing are bad,
kind of stood
right?
for the right thing for a long, long time. And
now that I saw that video of him with the kid on the balcony.
Yeah, no, like, I get it. It's all out there. Yeah. All I say, I'm like everybody else, and I'm trying to be careful to your point. I just want to win. And I'm afraid there's still a lot of people out there going, I just want to win, but can he just go quiet? Just try to go, like, let that be the last one. I'll give you one more chance and really like you, but can this be the last time, Tyreek? You knew the 911's out, and now the Herald has all the things that were said and I guess are court documents now. But they put it on the front, whether they should or not. He's a big name, and hell, I read it. I saw it and read it, and I went, oh, boy. But again, we're also sitting here desperate to try to figure it out, get this thing where it's not only wins now, but kind of starts a pattern that will allow us to win for a while, some type of structure of who we are and what we are. And you're going, what do you mean by that? Well, Baltimore does it. Kansas City does it. And I know I know right off the bat, you're going to say, well, yeah, they got Lamar and Patrick. But there are certain organizations. Green Bay's another one. Green Bay's one. And they've come up short, but Green Bay gets you 10, 11 wins. They win some playoff games. They beat Dallas 2 years ago. There are some teams that are starting to, you know, get it figured out. And so anyway, I'm not going to let Tyreek's, you know, the leftover of the news from the 911 and now this, and now I think that's it. I don't think there can be any other part to this.
Yeah,
but
we'll see.
Why? You know.
Well, we were talking about it yesterday. You said, you know, maybe he'll make it through quietly, and it's like.
Well, that's still under that umbrella. This not new. Again.
I suppose.
No, you don't suppose you haven't been through it. Telling you this is normal. And if everybody out there, again. A lot of people, very few people, when they split up and it gets bad and the kids and, you know, the kids, we're all guilty of being, most of us, not all of you, I don't, all the divorcees out there listening to us, but sometimes we don't do it on purpose, but we kind of use the kids and we shouldn't get them in the middle of this stuff. Anyway,
I was going to say, like, and I said this to you before the last time this happened, like, the next time could be really bad, like someone. I mean, I don't want to compare the guy to OJ, but somebody said that, and it's like, I don't know that this pattern is going to just get better.
I know, but I don't know if it's a day to throw the OJ thing.
No, I said it was a little too far, but I don't know, man. I, you know, He's day to day. The next call could be worse.
Dave Hyde said it, and I totally agree. I don't agree with everything Dave Hyde says, but Dave Hyde said he needs counseling. You need somebody not around you to stroke you. Here's the problem with some of these guys. You got a whole bunch of people do nothing but tell you you're right and everybody else is wrong. You're the greatest. Bro, you got a raw deal. I got your back, brother, and all that stuff. And sometimes, man, you need somebody to talk to, you know, because he throws his mother in a lot of this stuff. Mom's doing this for me and mom's doing that. He got to have a great mother. But sometimes, you know, you need somebody that knows why you're there and can help you a little bit, man. And by the way, I think I'll help him on the football field and help him at, you know, because I saw what everybody wrote. Oh, great. This is going to be our captain here in a couple of months, huh? Great captain there. It's great.
I just think you're wishful thinking if you think this is going to end well here.
Well, you asked me yesterday, is there a chance that he can, like, stay quiet, which whatever it is. And that doesn't mean, by the way, stay quiet doesn't mean you're getting arrested. It just, can you just do like 99% of the other NFL players?
Stuff that doesn't make the franchise look terrible?
Just lay low. Enjoy your life, man. Don't get me wrong. Hey, you're single or whatever your deal is. I don't care if you date a different woman every day, some hottie every day.
All right, so where's the line for the Dolphins organization, though? Like, where, at what point does he cross the line?
They got so many other lines
they're
worried
about. He's got the kid on the balcony. They are all that. That 911 call shows you that something is clearly wrong, right?
Woody,
I don't know if he hit her or not, but it shows something is wrong.
Woody, they got so much stuff on their plate right now. It's like, hey, Tyreek's been good around here. Keep an eye on him here. But we got to worry about, you know, this draft thing. We have neglected the draft. Let's be honest. We have neglected the draft over the last 3 or 4 years. Since the big drafts, and then we went trade, and then we went small because we had to trade and give up a lot of picks for some of the guys we got. So we have we've been a little low on draft picks. And now it's a priority again. So I'm sure that's where most of them are. I don't know. People ask me, you think Chris and Mike are talking to him? I would think they'd say something. You can't, like, walk around and I don't want to say something. He might get mad at us. I mean, this is like, hey, man, are you okay? I mean, there's different ways to do it. Are you okay? And they're saying, nah, he's been super focused. He's been a great leader around here with
his
teammates.
Yeah, how about, hey, man, you're embarrassing our franchise.
Yeah. Oh.
Hey, you know what, though, man? Like, a lot of people are going to look really bad if something happens.
All right.
Because
I agree with you.
Just kind of sweeping this all under the rug here, right?
It hasn't. Well.
And I don't know, man.
Are you going to be thinking about that tomorrow when the draft rolls around?
No, I'm not thinking about it during the draft, but it's a very tough spot because I don't know what you can do.
Are you thinking about it when he's going one-on-one and they're having practices against I see they set up practices with Detroit or something.
Yeah, but you're doing that same thing that we've always done with Tyreek. We're just distracted by how fast he is and all that. That's not a good thing to do.
No. Hey, we got to go to break here. We're running super late.
That article is right on the front there.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't, with all the things going on, they decided, well, worked on this show because we just spent 8 minutes talking about it. Hey, we've got.
Does you feel a little guilty at some point, though, man? Like,
do I?
Because we have done this with Tyreek more than
I've been very open
any other
sides.
Player I can ever remember. Like, this guy's got a lot of problems.
We went through a lot of it, but we did a much better job with Brandon Marshall.
He's got a lot of problems, and we just kind of, well, he's really good.
Yeah.
I feel guilty.
It's by the way, every fan of the Miami Dolphins is going through the thoughts that you're having and I'm having. And by the way, we've all talked about it. We talk about it during the games, off the air. All our guys together, we've had dinner. That topic comes up. And part is, you know, the Don Shula doing it the right way and having the right kind of guys to all that stuff, and yet we
but
need
I don't
him.
Be a fraud.
And he's a
I'm
really
with you
good
too.
Player.
I do want to win, man.
No, listen.
It's been a long ass time.
Nat Moore's
I'd love to win.
Nat Moore stood up one night. We were talking, and this came up, and he goes, "Joe, I got to tell you, man. Around camp, when I see him, I've never seen anybody work harder. compete more. And
I don't think anyone's doubting that.
No. But his point is,
to do with anything.
The point is, yeah. But if you're a turd around the team, well, which by the way, he's still got some other stuff there. Anyway, hey, listen, let's get into Atlantic Men's Clinic. Let's get into an older man's little deal. By the way, if you're going through low T and ED, and by the way, I'm talking to guys in their 40s, if you're being honest and you've just noticed that things aren't in the bedroom the way they used to be, you're not performing the way you used to perform, and you're going, well, it's okay, man. You probably have ED. And it does happen to guys in their late 30s, early 40s, 50s, half the men in their 50s have ED and low T. It's normal, and every guy's going to have it sooner or later. I got hit hard, man. And boy, I'll tell you what, I went through it for 6-7 months, and I got a physical, and I go, man, I'm just like, it just kind of, I don't even feel like I can't play as long as tennis and not working out as much. I just find myself tired on the weekends, and wife's starting to complain, like, what happened to you? And hey, I had full blown. I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic. I had full blown low T and ED. Sex drive was gone. And poor wife's making excuses for me. Not to tell you about my whole life here, but I just want to let you know Atlantic Men's Clinic works, man. I did go. I did set up that first appointment. I did get the T, the PSA test, and everything else. I met with their professionals, put me on a program, and said, hey, Joe, we're going to turn back the clock. You're going to be just fine. I didn't know what they were going to say to me, man. This ED and low T thing was new to me. But I'll tell you what, if you're going through it right now and find yourself constantly tired, in a fog, even to the point sometimes you feel depressed, and then your sex drive is gone, you got to make a decision. It's like, all right, I'm going to be best friends with my partner for the rest of the way, or I'm going to turn back the clock 15, 20 years and really start feeling great. I recommend the second one because, well, I'll tell you what, it's been a year since I've been on the program, and it's great. And I know you're going to have great results. They got 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment. It's the most important one. Go to AtlanticMensClinic.com. Learn more about them. Atlantic Men's Clinic works. Knock out ED and low T today.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Good morning. For those of you that are Panther fans, stayed up late last night, late start to that game against the Lightning, game one. 6-2 win, it was worth it. Sometimes you stay up late and you go, it's worth it. And then some of you, there's a breakdown of fans, and I'm talking firsthand. Once a game gets blown open and you're going, okay, somebody can't come back, then you try to turn it off so you can you think you're going to get more sleep. And so they go up 5-1 with like 10 minutes left in that second period. It looked like they're going to score 12 goals. They got rolling power plays, guys just making ridiculous stick skills. Last night, Bennett, Reinhardt, Tkachuk had a couple of power play goals. How about that for being off 2 months? Looked like no rust for that guy. No rust at all. And everything else. So that game, at 1 point, 5-1 in the middle of that second period yesterday. And it happened quickly. Boy, my God, they got going and didn't take that many shots, but they scored a lot of goals last night to get that win. Marlins come back. They're down. We've been saying this a lot. This happened against Phillies. Phillies are trying to sweep them and had a nice lead, 4-1 lead, And the Marlins come back and beat them, did the same thing to Cincinnati yesterday again. So nice 4-3 win to them. They're almost back to .500 themselves right there and already playing a whole lot better than anybody thought. 11-12 start for them. Heat back in action tonight, game two. Man, it just seems like we're going to have something good just about every night. And, of course, the NFL draft is tomorrow. By the way, the NFL draft, for people – texting and telling, well, why are you so excited? We got 13th pick and we made, you know, and it's usually negative. I go, well, it's not just 13th pick for me. I'm curious to see everything from Cam Ward go first to the quarterback class. So the thing that's made this draft so ridiculously popular like it is right now, college football's really, what, some say college football is the second most popular sport in this country. I don't know if you agree with that or how they do the numbers when you add everybody up. And I get college football is nothing close to the NFL. Don't get me wrong. But so you go through it, but you're going to see all – you watch all the best teams that they're on national TV. Well, first of all, just about every game's on TV now on a Saturday. You can watch just about everybody. And then you get in these great games and you see Ohio State is going to have a bunch of guys get drafted. You're going to see Texas going to have a bunch of guys get drafted. All the schools, basically, you saw a lot on TV. Hey, I'm curious to see. They're saying 5 or 6 Miami Hurricane players are going to get drafted. And they should have somebody in the first day. They should have 1 or 2 guys in the second day. And they could have 3 or 4 guys go from the 4th to the 7th round on Saturday. So that just kind of makes it, you know, you're watching, and whether it's your school or somebody, you know, and from where you're from, kind of fun to watch. And then, of course, the most important thing is you know the needs of your team. Today is mock draft mania, by the way, because everybody's spitting out mock drafts. Most of it, stolen property. Everybody's stealing from everybody else. And yesterday I was watching ESPN. I got a kick with it. I was almost hoping you were watching. ESPN does this where they have their ESPN guy from that city and they play the music. And we go to Miami as the Miami Dolphins have the 13th pick. And so they go to our ESPN guy down here. And he throws out what he thinks they're going to take. And he thought they were going to take Jahdae Barron. I just wanted to let you know, cornerback out of Texas. Then they talk about him. He can play inside, play outside.
Ah, you told me about it. You were very excited about
it. Yeah, I was. Doesn't mean anything, by the way.
Well, it does to help your case from yesterday. I mean, you had a rough one, but you were very excited about that. I was happy for you.
I was not excited, first of all, because then you're going to get
people. You may be right, by the way. Hey, man, anyone who claims to know what those guys over there are thinking, who knows, man?
Well, I know. I know what they need, and you know what
they
need.
Yeah, they need a lot. So I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know.
Well, that's really a generic.
But I don't know what they're prioritizing.
You're just a downer. Don't watch the draft tomorrow. Stay with your kids and stay up.
I'm not saying I'm not excited to watch. I'm just saying, like, you know, I know you were happy about yesterday that someone picked a cornerback to kind of help.
Doesn't matter what I said. I just know they got deep holes at cornerback, offensive line, and defensive tackle.
There are a lot of holes. Yes,
there's holes. And by the way, those are holes you could sprain your ankle real badly. You could break your leg in the holes they have. They're big ones that have to be taken care of. And yes, you probably can't take care of everything in the draft. I do agree with that. Anyway,
it'd be nice to, by the way, distract from Tyreek Hill for a day because he just got you brought him up this morning.
What's on the front of the paper?
I know, but a lot of people have strong thoughts on him, man.
First thing in the morning is when after all the stuff getting ready, and I spend a lot of time in my office, and is the Herald, the Sun Sentinel, Palm Beach Post, to ESPN, CBS, SI, and go through the pattern, and there's on the front. Is it on the front of the sports page?
No, it's on the front of the regular thing, right when you hit MiamiHerald.com. I just wonder, man, if they got a decent offer, they just pull the trigger. Just be done.
No, just because the article was written or not, and just because
I know, but I can't
what
imagine
what he's accused of by his soon-to-be ex-wife. That's not going to change the team because he's going to go. He said, she said.
He may have a better shot if he's not in this city. By the way, and it seems like there's a lot around him here that
what to get a fresh start. What do you?
No, just to keep him away from everyone. It seems like a lot of his, you know. I don't know, man. I just can't imagine. I can't imagine he makes it to training camp, but we don't hear anything else from him.
That's your go-to. Like, So what do you think? He's going to leave his daughter and his kids, and I don't know where everybody lives.
Well, according to that divorce thing, he's going to have a little bit of trouble seeing her at the moment. So
okay. I mean, what do you... I agree.
He paints him as a psycho.
Yes. I don't disagree. The team's in a real difficult situation with it.
Yes, they are in a difficult situation. I'll give you that one. They're in a very bad spot.
I would love to know if you could take 50 or 60,000 of your diehard fans, all different ages.
Do a poll on Tyreek Hill?
Yeah, because I know we don't have that juice here, but I would be curious, because you're not going to cut him. And by the way, anybody says cut him, don't.
No, you could trade him for something.
I said, I'm going to say trade him. You know, I got other guys telling me, well, listen, man, if this doesn't get his attention, I'm going, well, how many of these? I'm with everybody else. Well, how many of these? I mean, people do get divorced, and they are ugly, but they don't get this ugly. So I don't know, man. It's, don't worry, man. That article will be sent the owner up in Palm Beach and Tom Garfinkel will know about it. And all the folks that live from Palm Beach to Dade County to Broward County, and we got the organization in all three counties on this stuff. But I'm sure he's going to say, hey, man, that's her talking. She's just mad. It's a lie.
People are on both sides of this thing here, man.
I know.
Yeah.
She's mad. Because I kicked her out but she's making stuff up. My mom helps me. My mom's a good, I can hear both sides. Hell, I do the same thing. I got accused of stuff, and I went, oh, that's not true. That's BS. Now she went too far, man.
Now the problem becomes, and this is why the Dolphins are a bad spot, he will play somewhere else.
Yes.
It's not like he's not going to play. So if you,
by the way, he will go somewhere else.
Or you trade him for a scrap pick or something.
And like, the worst nightmare is not only he plays and plays
and
well,
he comes back and torches you or something.
He does it to you. He Wes Welkers you.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to go to break here. 7 o'clock hour is coming up. Darn, Woody, time is flying this morning, man.
You had to bring up Wes Welker, huh? Well, that didn't go well.
600 and something catches later. And then we didn't like him as a wide receiver coach. Hey, I want to take some time here to tell you about when we do have injuries, another part of sports that we talk about all the time. Sure is nice to have Baptist Health South Florida. And I mean that, man. Just firsthand of just how good the doctors. And listen, we get injured and we go through things. And recently some stuff with the heart and all that stuff. It sure is nice to have Baptist Health South Florida for everything. That's all I can say. Sure. Where do the pros go when they get injured? Enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Dolphins, FIU, FAU. Got a great program they do for free for Dade County sports. A clinic during football season. It's just great. They do a lot of great things for our community. But they also put together an all-star lineup of specialists for every part of the body. There's a reason they're one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. When you hear top sports medicine program, that means they went out and got specialists for every part of the body, everything to do with the knee, whether you blow your knee out, meniscus, ACL, they do it all. And they got great knee doctors, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. We got doctors for everything. And the reason I'm telling you about it is we got three great facilities, and those doctors work from Dade to Broward. And we got plenty of really top-notch doctors to take care of you and your injury and your family's injury as well. We always talk about Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium training facility right next to it, the new facility 595 in Pine Island Implantation. You can't go wrong. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One go every day. Let's get you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most.